We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Final minutes here with Alana Parker, the curator of design at the Riley County Historical Museum. And I thought we'd just kind of spend this last segment talking about some of our favorite holiday meals that we have around Christmas time. And from my house, it's different from one night to the next. And kind of curious, what's your tradition, Alana?
Well, anytime that I go home, we keep it pretty traditional at home too. So my dad will make a turkey, but what I really like that he does, he will put bacon over the turkey, which I'm so glad he does. And it always surprises me. My sister, believe it or not, does not like bacon, so that's just more for me. But he'll always cover the turkey in bacon, which makes it just perfect. So we do that and put up the Christmas tree then, and we have family ornaments that are that belong to my great grandparents. So that's always fun too, is getting out some of those items, those ornaments that my family used, and putting those on the tree is always special.
That's nice. Yeah. See, my wife and I developed a new tradition about 3 years ago, where on Christmas Day, instead of making a big meal, if we're at home together, we will order out. We'll go get Chinese food. And I think it stems.
Oh, I love it!
It stems from the Christmas Story movie. You know, where they go, dinner's ruined, and they have to go out for Chinese. So we kind of say it's kind of fun to have Chinese on Christmas Day. Why not? It's open. It's the one place that's open in town.
That was my Christmas Eve treat.
Oh, your Christmas Eve.
That's what we used to do on Christmas Eve. My late wife and I and her family down at McPherson. We'd all go Christmas Eve after church service to have some Chinese food.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's great.
We usually on Christmas Eve will have a lasagna because we're busy wrapping presents, and we just pop a lasagna in the oven, and it's nice.
I kind of like that idea too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Can't go wrong with
that. That's the thing. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Nope, that's all. I'm sorry. I'm checking out here so I don't interrupt you anymore. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no. Well, that's it. It's been an interesting year, and having, you know, the holiday season always brings you a lot of joy. And even with this year, that's been a bright spot here in December, is it's a time of giving and thinking of others. And even in our history here in Riley County, going through the papers, even from the 1870s and 80s, the Riley County community, they're thinking of others. So that's, like I said, it just kind of brings a little bright spot to this otherwise challenging year, is knowing that this is a special season. So,
yeah, I feel like for whatever reason it is, around the holidays, there's always that reason for optimism. And I think there's maybe a little bit more of that this year because we've just had such a challenging year. And I think people are looking forward to 2021 being a little different.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, and then if you don't mind, I did want to share just one more thing here that the Riley County Historical Museum has been working on. So in thinking of if you needed a last-minute stocking stuffer, the museum and historical society has partnered with the Riley County Genealogical Society to create a coloring book featuring 20 Riley County women who made history. So we do have this available for free on our website, where you can download the coloring book. You can either download the book in its entirety or individual pages that feature different women in Riley County's history. And, of course, this is to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. But I wanted to just mention that because it's been a wonderful project. Hillary Wallin did the illustrations for the coloring book. They are beautiful. And we really just wanted to share some of the history of those Riley County women who really made an impact on history. So it's a lot of fun. I'm an adult, but I still like to color. And if people are kind of stuck at home, especially if the weather turns bad, get out your color pencils or your crayons and do some therapeutic coloring. So I at least wanted to mention that that's available. And Clementine Cattle Ford is one of those women featured in the coloring book.
Awesome. Thank you, Alana.
It's 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas.